A Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. A tough loss to Glendale on Friday, 47-32. Coach, you had them first half of the football game. You score on your first possession of the game after an interception in the end zone. You take it down the field. Then the kickoff, they muffed the kickoff. You got the ball back, put it in the end zone again. But after those first two touchdowns, it was pretty much the Glendale Falcons aerial show. And you know they were going to throw the ball, and they did a pretty good job of it.
You know, that's the thing we talk about. You know, Glendale's wide open with their spread game, and we do put together a solid game plan. You know, the last, I guess now would be four times we played them in the last two seasons or three seasons. We've had a great game plan and using our skill sets, and they had a lot of things go the right way. And, you know, no excuses, but you know we got guys that. You know, we've got in there that aren't as experienced, but Glendale found a way to expose some of the weaknesses we have, some of our gameplay, so it wasn't in their favor on their offensive side.
Yeah, your offensive line took a beating in the second quarter, but came out in the second half. You did some adjustments at halftime. Much better second half for your Tigers on that offensive line. You were able to put some points on the board, move the ball down the field. Unfortunately, ended up with field goals rather than touchdowns, and that ended up hurting in the end.
And that, you know, go figure, but that paints the picture of how we've been pretty much. Seems like we can do almost anything we want to do in between the 20s, and then we get inside the 20s, we hit a wall. I'll sound like a broken record because I've said it now for eight games in a row in the entire season. That is, we've got to find a way to be more consistent and be able to do the right thing over and over and over, especially down in the money zone so that you get touchdowns because, as you said, field goals will get you points and keep you in it for only so long. But against an offensive team like Glendale, who can score fast and put up points just like we are capable of, you've got to have touchdowns to match touchdowns to have a chance.
This might have been the first game I've called where three different times on kickoffs, Glendale turns the ball over to the Waynesville Tigers, and then you recovered one on the mistake on the punt. Just couldn't turn all of those into touchdowns. They had six turnovers here in this game. If you could have turned at least three of those into touchdowns, it might have been a different story in the end.
No, there's no mind about it. I mean, when your defense creates extra opportunities for your offense, or your special teams creates extra opportunities for your offense, you have to take advantage of those. And that's the difference between a win and a loss in most occasions. Six turnovers by a team, and they tell you that they still won the game, tells you that the team, which would be us, did not take advantage and do those things. And as everybody who was at the game or anybody who listened to it or called the game knows, you got to take advantage of those opportunities when you get them. That's where the momentum tide swings, and that's when you have that opportunity to kind of seal the deal and move forward.
So
that's where we're at now. We're at the point where we got to move forward. We know our fate. We're the three seed or the four seed, you know, waiting for the district standings to be 100% finalized and get 100% clearance on who we're going to play and when. But all roads look like, if things go the way we expect and anticipate, that we'll be traveling to Glendale now, not this week, but not this upcoming Friday, but the following week.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning, and we'll talk to you later this week.
Thank you. Go Tigers.